I have a passage here I want to read from Job, Job 13:15. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. That's one of the favorite passages in it. I go into my testimony, you'll understand why. I was saved early in life, probably too early. Didn't really understand what was happening to me. I probably accepted God on somebody's urging other than my faith. After I did that, I was just a normal kid in church. I went with my parents, and then my parents kind of faded away from church, and I did too. Went through the teen years, very seldom ever went to church. I went to church when it was convenient, Christmas, Easter, and a little later on, didn't even bother to go then. Then as I got older, I met Trudy, my wife, and I believe most of y'all know her. That saved my life. It took a while. I'm hard-headed and have a lot of pride, like she says, that's in the way. The early years of our marriage were pretty good. I had a good job in the oil field, made good money. I had all the toys, had a home. We bought a home. We built, basically did everything I wanted to do. I hunted and fished when I wanted to. That was my big thing. It was more important for me to go hunting and fishing than do anything for my family or to go to church. As we had kids, Trudy started taking the kids to church. So she was going to a Methodist church where she was raised. And then she probably got to the point that she did not want to be the only one taking the kids to church and being involved in her in their lives. So she told me, she said, you know, I'm going to raise the kids in the Methodist church. She said, but you need to start going to church with me. And, of course, I grew. I knew one of the deacons in church. I knew most of the people in church. They were all employed in the oil field, most of them with Sun Oil Company. That's where my dad worked for 40 years. They were like family. I knew them all. They knew me. They cared about me. When I did see them around town or something like that or a ball game, they came up to me, asked me how I was doing, and always invited me to come back to church. Well, Trudy said, you know, we're going to go to the Methodist church, but you need to come. And I said, well, okay, I'll go, but I want to go to Bayou Vista Baptist Church. And she agreed. At that point, she'd do anything to get me back in church. Several years went by. I wasn't living for the Lord still. The most important thing to me was going hunting and fishing. I fished pro fishing, bass fishing. I'd even told our pastor then, Brother Charles, that, it's hard to come to church on Sunday because all the bass tournaments are on Sunday. And he told me, well, that was no problem. I can take care of that. He said, I'll meet you up here about 4 in the morning and we'll go to church. So that kind of clicked with me a little bit. We had a revival, and I don't remember the preacher's name other than his last name. It was Lightfoot. He was an older pastor, evangelist. Had his wife with him, and his message just struck home. And I recommitted my life at that point and started attending church a little more. Bass fishing and hunting kind of fell by the wayside just slowly. You find as you grow in your spiritual life and get involved in church, the things you thought were important don't mean a whole lot. And you quit doing them. But I still was taking every opportunity I could to go hunting or fishing. It was slowly working on me. Then hard times hit. 1987, the oil field went flat. Lost my job. Couldn't find a job for a year. Social Security ran out. Insurance ran out. I was forced or led to go to Tennessee. That's when we moved to Nashville, Tennessee, a little town called Franklin. We went there and we found a church that was a lot like Valle Vista Baptist Church. The people were loving people. We joined that church. Trudy and I made a commitment when we joined that church that we would start living for God. And we got involved in church, probably more involved than we had been at Valle Vista Baptist Church. The biggest problem we had, I went to work. The only job I could find up there was selling cars. That was 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. So I'd go to church on Sunday morning, and as soon as church is over, I'd go to work. So family life kind of suffered. I was asked to teach a Sunday school class. So I started teaching an adult Sunday school class. Well, that class taught me a lot. It taught me how to study the Bible. It taught me how to read, how to understand what I was reading. Then they asked me to be a deacon in that church. And I accepted it. And probably at this point in my life, I realized that that was not a good thing because I was not experienced and committed enough to be a deacon in our church. Then the devil kind of started working on me because I had some doubts in my mind. I was ordained with two other men, and within a year and a half, both of them were dead. One had a heart attack, and the other one got cancer and elected not to fight it and passed away. That scared me even more. I said, you know, I'm doing something and it's going to cost me my life. So you start getting scared. Then the hard times from at work started again. It got harder and harder to work. I bounced around from dealership to dealership. I was not making enough money. But my church family up there, they pitched in and they helped me and they supported me and they loved me. They did things for me. After a few years, we decided to come back to Louisiana. And my daughter had moved down here and she had a miscarriage, lost the baby. It hurt Trudy, it hurt me. So we moved back to Louisiana where we could be close to her. My mother and father were still there. My father had Alzheimer's. So we came back. I worked offshore on a rig, 14 and 14. My brother worked on rigs, 7 and 7. We alternated taking care of my dad at home. And that was a hard time during our lives. Then in 2002, here I am working offshore, taking care of my dad, and I have a stroke. And when I had a stroke, I lost the use of my right hand, and I could hardly talk. I'd mumble a lot. And then I couldn't take care of my dad. So we ended up having basically, at that point, to put him in a home. But I still had support from my family and my wife and my children. And it gets hard to talk about it. I've never gave a testimony about this. After the stroke, I went to the doctor, and he found that I had a tumor in my heart, inside my heart. and I was immediately operated on. And it was taken out. Well, the Lord was there. When they found what it was, they immediately, the next morning, I was in the operating room and they were operating on me. That night was probably the most peaceful night I had in a long time. Trudy was there and family was there, but best of all, the Lord was there. And he touched me. And I came out of it. They told me that I was going to have a pig valve in my heart. I was going to have a pacemaker in my heart if I survived. Well, I came out of it, woke up the next morning after the operation. Didn't need any of that. They got the tumor. They got all of it. They even did a couple of bypasses while I was in there. Then, so I was a little fat boy. And I recovered from it. I can remember rehabbing. The biggest goal I had was to get back to work. I can remember taking the rubber ball that everybody squeezes when they get a little exercise or they have a stroke, the rubber ball. Well, I was going through them rubber balls because I would sit there and squeeze them till they fell apart. I can tell you how many grains of sand in every one of them because I squeezed it all out of them. We went back to work, and I was working as a contractor to Shell Oil Company, and they decided, well, you've had heart problems, you can't come back to work. So back to the square one again. Things are happening to me. Things starting to make me wonder, why do I live like this? What's happening? And you start realizing that there's a high power taking care of you. Lost that job. I found another job. I'm still on that job. I've been on it 12 years, almost 13 years now, doing that one job. It's the first time in a long time since 1987 I had a job that stayed with me because I didn't get laid off. Company didn't get bought out or closed their doors. And I'm still there. I'm trying to retire, but I'm still working. And it's working. But what I'm driving at, all these things happened. And then I sit back, and we sat back, and we looked. And, you know, God was always there. Even though I was not committed to him like I needed to be, I was not doing the things he wanted me to do. He kept coming to me and being there for me. And in the last couple of years, we have strived to do more of God's work. I'm here now. I would have never done this 4 or 5 years ago. I would have never come on a mission trip. I would have never stood up here in front of you and give my testimony. So God's working in my life. He continues to work in my life. I'm still a deacon. I'm a deacon at Bayou Vista Church. I'm not doing the things I need to do because the way I work. But hopefully in the next 6 months, I'm going to retire. That's going to change. There's going to be more of this going on. And I can be more involved in Bayou Vista Church. What I'm telling you guys is that don't give up on God because he's always going to be there for you. All you have to do is trust him because he's going to love you. Thank you.
You wouldn't have troubles and struggles. And I'm sure many of you could say, hey, I've been there for some of that. And we're going to go through trials. And as we go through them, we can go through them with the Lord, or we can go through them without the Lord. We might as well have Jesus.